Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Lisa Rambow, R-A-M-B-O-W. Address is 63733 Seton Court, Megalia, California, 95954, phone 530-717-0734. ID is XXXXX4355, date of birth 7/19/1940. This is an 83-year-old divorced disabled woman. Insurance is Medicare. Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. It is addressed to Robert Grigg, G-R-I-G-G, P-A, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis, fax, in parenthesis. The clinical indication is recent history of breakthrough seizures, subparagraph, hospitalization with suspected TIA / stroke. New paragraph, additional recent clinical history of lower extremity motor weakness on the right with ataxia and tremor on the left. New paragraph, loss of hearing. Dear Robert and Greg and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lisa Rambo. Unfortunately, she could not see Dr. Singh, her hospitalist neurologist, because he would not take her insurance when she didn't have a secondary. She was referred here for evaluation. New paragraph, we were requesting Dr. Singh and her hospital records, as well as the hospital records from her primary neurologist, Dr. Grewal, G-R-E-W-A-L, in Auburn, who she has been seeing since she had her aneurysm surgery by Dr. Lawton at UCSF Medical Center, apparently complicated by a seizure disorder, subparagraph by her history. Her initial anticonvulsant regimen was unacceptable, and he readjusted her regimen to extended release Depakote, which she takes every day on a regular basis. New paragraph, she has other comorbid medical problems, including a history of congestive heart failure and angina pectoris. Comma, essential hypertension, comma, mixed dyslipidemia. There was a history of possible CVA 2 years ago. New paragraph. During hospitalization, she completed CT imaging, and this was not of the brain, and this was not disclosing. She avoids MR imaging because of her aneurysmal clips. New paragraph. Her clinical history and examination today suggest tremor on the left with increased neuromuscular tension and stiffness on the right, findings that may be consistent with ischemic microvascular disease and Parkinsonism. New paragraph, this certainly may be a complication for her difficulty with ambulatory function. New paragraph. Today she is otherwise alert, oriented, pleasant, interactive, but is having serious difficulty with her hearing. Subparagraph. She's been seen at Costco, and her son is helping her getting hearing aids at this time. New paragraph. Previously, she underwent rehab at Enloe, and in consideration of this and difficulty that she now has with her handwriting, I'm asking you to re-refer her to Enloe Physical Enloe Rehab for reevaluation and treatment of her gait instability and findings. New paragraph. Today, I ordered comprehensive laboratory testing for her nutritional, metabolic, and vascular risk factors, as well as laboratory testing for her current anticonvulsant regimen and possible metabolic complications commonly associated with valproic acid. New paragraph. She otherwise appears to be stable today. Subparagraph, there is no history of serious dysomnia. New paragraph, I'm scheduling her for follow-up reevaluation with the results of her testing. New paragraph, certainly she may be a candidate for diagnostic electroencephalography. However, at this time, she has been stable on her current regimen with no reported seizures or ARs for 2 months. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns in my signature.